As soon as I read about it, I felt, an instinct, deep emotion to go to be with my friends. And the thing is that I really was alone, with no group. And when I came there, the road was blocked for cars, but people like, ultra-Orthodox people go in the same road because there is a holy site there. And many of them go along the day, even day and night. So they kept walking, and so I started walking, and immediately the policewoman started to stop me and asked me, where am I going? And I said, I'm going to visit my friends over there. And she said, why? Stop. What friends? And I said, my friends who were evicted. And she said, no, you can't go. You can't go on. And so in a few seconds, and I said, well, show me a paper. This is, this is my city. This is a road in a regular, in the middle of the city of Jerusalem. Why can I walk to visit my friends? I'm just a lady. Not so young lady even, and so what is the reason? And she insisted, and I made a few more steps, and in no time, about 10 policemen were coming, surrounding me, and stopping me, body to body. And then, of course, when it's body to body, they say, well, this is an assault, and immediately I was sitting down on the road and I refused to move. I said, this is my city and over there are my friends and I want to visit my friends and to be with them. So in about half an hour, they dragged me to the police special car for detainees. And I was about an hour detained in this car over there in the same place until they took me to the police station to be interrogated. To be accused with, of course, attacking a policeman and very funny, illegal crowding. I don't know how you say it, when crowds get together. But I was all alone. So it was, of course, ridiculous. So, of course, eventually they released me with my obligation not to visit the place for 2 weeks.